So you'll talk to him this week about the deal?
The White House says the president's newly imposed 25% tariffs on steel and other metals will make America wealthy again, as well as bringing jobs back home. The fresh round of tariffs has the EU promising retaliatory levies on American goods. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 180 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A lawsuit has been filed against the McDonough School in Owings Mills, alleging that the boarding school enabled its dean of students to sexually abuse students. The plaintiff, who attended the school from 1966 until 1970, claims he was raped by the former dean on weekends when he was alone at the school's Finney Hall. According to a local paper, the lawsuit seeks damages for psychological harm inflicted on the plaintiff, who attempted suicide and struggled with substance abuse because of the assaults. This marks the fourth lawsuit against the school since the state removed the statute of limitations on child sex abuse claims in 2023. The JCPenney at Annapolis Mall will be closing soon. A state Labor Department report indicates that the store, which employs 74 workers, will permanently close in the next month or two. According to WMAR-TV, the department store could be replaced with a Hobby Lobby and several other stores. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens receiver room got a boost yesterday, the team announcing a one-year, $5 million deal with 12-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins, who had a pedestrian year in 24, but a big one in 23.
Here's Henry, Wildcat. They get it back to Levis. Levis going to put some air under it. Towards the end zone, it's caught. Hopkins, touchdown.
That call courtesy of CBS. Notice the beginning of that call, mentioning the Wildcat with Derrick Henry. Wonder how much input he had in this move. Ravens also bringing back fullback Patrick Ricard, 1 year at $3 million. Big Ten announcing yesterday their men's basketball postseason awards. Terp Center and Baltimore native Derek Queen was recognized, winning Freshman of the Year, the third in Maryland history to do that, following Buck Williams and Joe Smith. Kevin Willard saying it took a little while for Derek Queen and Julian Reese to mesh.
Derek and Ju, you know, the first kind of 2-3 weeks, you know, we struggled a little bit. You know, they were kind of running on top of each other at times, but they have really worked hard, and they're both extremely smart basketball players. I think that's why it's worked so well.
And finally, Navy basketball tonight taking on American University in D.C. It's for the Patriot League Championship. A win for the Mid secures their first NCAA tournament bid since 1998. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's take advantage of an Earl Weaver special. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain heads our way over the weekend. Today, sunny and dry, 62 this afternoon. Lots of clouds tomorrow and cooler, 56. Friday, still dry, 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 48 degrees in Dundalk, 47 in Owings Mills, and 47 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Yep, we're in the middle of the week. And we've got so much to talk about. I appreciate everybody weighing in already on the continuing resolution. We'll continue to keep our eyes on things. But as many people pointed out, it seems or it appears that the Republicans and Democrats came up with a plan to address the CR long before we, the public, knew about it. But honestly, it wouldn't get any better than what we've gotten thus far from it. So it is what it is. Don't forget, the WCBM poll is up. The entire show, if you want to partake in it. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with the continuing resolution? As of right now, 78% of you say no, 22% of you say yes. I'm in the no column, not satisfied. I know there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm not satisfied. I would be very honest with that. All right, we're going to move on here. I did want to mention, because we did have Kate Sullivan on yesterday with Secure the Vote Maryland. Again, go to securethevotemd.com to check out what they're doing. And then also, if you want to join, they are volunteers. And as she noted yesterday, they had a huge win as far as election integrity in the voter rolls here in the state of Maryland. But not only that, the volunteers, you've got experts, whether it's data analysts, you've got attorneys, you've also got stay-at-home moms, you've got retired citizens. This group makes up of many different people from many walks of life and many different experiences. And I love the fact that they're volunteers, because once you start taking in donations, right? Sometimes then it does veer off to a certain narrative or agenda based on who's giving you a donation. So I love the fact that they do not take donations. And again, thank you all for what you do. And I know that you're volunteering your time. But I also wanted to mention, because Kate Sullivan said yesterday, don't forget to get your quote unquote real IDs here in the state of Maryland. On May 7th, if you don't have the updated driver's license, it will not be accepted at TSA. Okay, so if you need to get the updated driver's license here in Maryland, I suggest that you go ahead and do it. I know the MVAs, I'm almost going to say DMV every time. The MVAs, they do make appointments. I believe you can still walk in. I know during COVID they were doing appointments only, but I think now that the COVID pandemic is over, A little side eye there. Now that that's over, you can still do a walk-ins. But if you want to do an appointment, you can. I just want to make sure everybody has their ID. Because when you get to the airport on May 8th, if you don't have that specific ID, they're going to turn you away. And I don't want you to miss out on any vacation that you would like to take. All right. I am going to now switch gears here at home. And I'm going to do this because we've talked about this a little bit in the past couple of weeks, especially in passing. But there's this social media campaign that is now happening, and it is in opposition of Governor Wes Moore. Now, it is cleverly called No More, and that's No, M-O-O-R-E, okay? Now, I guess a lot of people understand or know who's behind this No More campaign. We've taken some educated guesses here on WCBM. I still think it's Change Maryland, which is the I guess you could say the organization that assisted Governor Larry Hogan. I believe it's the same people. I could be totally wrong on this. The interesting part now is that this is taking another turn because the Maryland Democrats are extremely upset with the fact that this social media campaign is happening and that they're pointing out all of the things that Governor Wes Moore is currently doing. I have some audio here from Fox 45 because they had to discuss it. Take a listen.
They want no more to go away. But according to political analysts that I spoke with, the Democratic Party here is only drawing more attention to this online campaign.
Firing back at an online attack targeting Maryland's governor, the state's Democratic Party demanding an investigation into no more. The anonymous group describing themselves as a grassroots uprising, fighting against failed tax and spend policies under the Moore administration. But in a 14-page complaint sent to the State Board of Elections, Maryland Democrats calling them a shadowy organization that's spreading misinformation. The complaint going on to accuse the site of unlawfully participating in political activity without registering with the state, in turn disclosing who's operating it and with what funds. In response, the group claiming it's well under the spending threshold required for registry. Weighing in.
I think it's a bad idea to publicize this.
This is politics as normal, and someone needs to put the big boy pants on.
Political analysts John Deedy and Richard Vatz saying the shot seems to have backfired.
And this makes him look like a nervous, insecure person who can't take a silly kind of criticism.
I think that the fact that it's getting under their skin shows that the Democratic Party is sensitive to this type of thing because the governor's poll numbers have fallen.
Although Moore's approval rating remains above 50%, according to recent polling, he's taken a 9-point hit since the start of this year. Meanwhile, since filing the complaint, no Moore's Twitter account jumping from 1,000 to more than 2,000 followers.
All right, and I am one of those followers. I do. I follow the No Moore campaign because here's the thing. The Democrat Party in Maryland, they might not like it. They might believe that they're breaking some kind of laws, right? This is why they're filing suit here. But at the end of the day, they can't call them liars, okay? I follow this No Moore campaign social media account on X because as I'm looking through some of these digital graphics that are coming out, they're truthful. I noted there that Rebecca Pryor at Fox 45, she said the Maryland Dems have said that this is spreading misinformation. That's just not true. Everything that they put out thus far has been backed up with facts and data. There's no misinformation here. The problem is you don't like the fact that people are calling it out. None of these are lies. And so this is, you know, I kind of agree with John Deedy here, the analyst that you heard from there. This is politics as usual. They are very thin-skinned in this state, and they've been allowed to do so because Democrats have always had the majority. And as many of us have pointed out time and time again here on WCBM, Republicans have struggled for a long time with messaging. Now with this No Moore campaign, and again, I don't even know if they're Republicans. I don't know. But now, you know, now messaging against the Democrat Party is really taking shape. It sounds great. We talked about the House Freedom Caucus or the Republicans in Annapolis. Look, they're doing a great job. They really are. I texted Doug and Kathy Shalega not too long ago and even told Senator Justin Reedy, you guys, they're doing a great job with messaging. It looks fantastic. People are finally hearing the truth. When it comes to the energy crisis, when it comes to the taxes and the fees, this is all man-made. These are problems created by the Democrats and their terrible policies. And so what they've done is they've gotten to a point now where they're trying to put Band-Aids over these huge gashes of policies, and it's just not working. It's not, you can't put Band-Aids on these anymore, guys. We're all now feeling it. No matter your social economic status, you're seeing things go up in price. And so it doesn't matter what President Trump does on a national level in regards to inflation or getting the eggs prices down or anything else or gas prices, because we're not going to really see it here in Maryland. We're not going to feel it like these other states that are thriving, like Virginia, Delaware. We're not going to feel it like they are. because unfortunately we've had a Democrat majority that have decided that they're just going to spend, like this Kerwin Commission we keep talking about. They passed that without even having a funding mechanism. How stupid is that? How dumb could you be? And so now you've got this no more campaign, and they're calling it out. And people are taking note. Like I said, the graphics look great. And you know what? If we're being honest, and Governor Westmore, if you really are upset about this No More campaign, you know, I know you're still looking for a third photographer to follow you around and take more pictures. But if you notice, Governor, the pictures that the No More campaign is using are all these glamour shots that you're posting yourself. So possibly... Just saying, little advice here. Possibly, if you stop posting all these selfies and pictures of yourself, the No More campaign won't have all these new photos of you to use. Just say it, all right? I know that you're branding. I know that you want to go to higher office. I get that. But the photos that they use are the photos that you post out there. Take my advice or don't take it. But I go back to the fact that Democrats in the state aren't thin-skinned. They get very upset when you call them out. We saw this in 2020 when I ran against Congressman Quayasin Fume. He was upset. We posted billboards just stating the obvious that he is afraid to debate a girl because that's what they were calling me. They were calling me a girl. And then we had a big picture of Fume and it says scared to debate a girl next to it. And we had billboards, you know, all over the city about it. And it was kind of funny. But even when you had Congressman Quayasin Fume, if he did ever do a sit down interview, you could hear that he did note that he was not happy with hearing things or seeing stuff like that. They have thin skin. They have been insulated in the state for so long, right? This is normal politics in any other state. And we as Republicans, how many times do we get hit? We get hit all the time. I get hit below the belt all of the time, even from other Republicans. Because God forbid you're a Republican in the state of Maryland that has a voice, you know, might be here on WCBM. People might listen to or they might know your name. God forbid, because other Republicans that feel as though you didn't wait your turn or you didn't do your time, they get upset about it. Now, not all Republicans feel that way, but there are Republicans in the state that do feel that way. I mentioned the other day the way William Newton, he used to be on the Central Committee. He's not on there anymore, thank goodness. But he always posts about myself, about the Central Committee members in Baltimore County, about Kate Sullivan. Meanwhile, just posting online and complaining about Republicans, what does that do for the party? It does absolutely nothing. Kate Sullivan is out here in court winning in regards to election integrity. Our Baltimore County Central Committee, they're phone banking and knocking doors for candidates. Just complaining on Facebook does nothing. And I don't even understand how people like that have any followers at all. Because you don't contribute anything to the party. And so I look at this and I say, look, the No More campaign, salute to you, whoever you are. I know there were some comments under some of the posts wondering if they're supporting Governor Larry Hogan and if he's going to make another run for governor. I will just say this. I've heard some names that have come forward. Whether or not they're actually going to run, I don't know. They haven't called anything here. You've heard from me time and time again. I would love for Dr. Jeff Wilford to run. Will he? I don't know. I have no idea if he's even discussing it, but I would love for him to do so because I think he would be the perfect candidate to take on Governor Westmore. I do believe that Governor Larry Hogan, even though he did have a high approval rating, losing by 11 points to Angela Alsobrooks, the PG County executive, I don't think he's going to do well right now statewide. Could he do well later? Possibly. But right now, I think people have had enough of Governor Larry Hogan. And I will also note, Robin Ficker, if you recall in the primary, Robin Ficker didn't do too bad against Governor Larry Hogan. And that is because, again, Republicans aren't super excited about Hogan. So I don't know who's running this No More campaign. I just wanted to tell whoever it is, if you're listening, I absolutely love it. And I think you're doing a fantastic job. And I think you're exercising your right to freedom of speech. And like I said, you're not telling any lies. This is all truthful. And if Governor Westmore or the Democrats don't like what you have to say, maybe they should get their act together. Maybe they should say, today, we are not entertaining the Kerwin Commission / blueprint anymore. perhaps they could say that. But until then, do what you're doing. I've got Gene in Rossville. Gene, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I was just wondering. You answered my question. I'm sorry, Kim, but you said you didn't know who's running the No More campaign.
Yeah, that's what they're calling them, a shadowy figure as of right now.
Right. He cannot run the state of Maryland. What makes him think he will be the next president?
Oh, I know.
He makes my blood boil, I'll tell you.
Yeah. No, trust me, Gina, right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. We don't know exactly who's running the No More campaign. I personally don't even care. Right? I mean, this is politics. I mean, you have other PACs in the past, and not a whole lot here in the state of Maryland, but sometimes. And it could be run by, like, the Governor's Association or something like that. It's just, that's what happens. And they do these hack ads. And believe it or not, they don't even coordinate with other candidates because it's against FEC rules. But, there are groups and PACs that dive into opposition. It's just politics. All right, coming up next, we'll remain on this topic, and then we will talk about House Bill 1457. Real quick, I just want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with an old friend, or Kim Klasick Live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not, I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And they have offices throughout the Baltimore area, so it's easy to get to any of their offices no matter where you live. So today, call 410-944-3100 or go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, if you want to check out the No More campaign online, say you don't have social media, you can go to nomore.org. You know what? Let me go ahead and click on it. And remember, it's No More, M-O-O-R-E. You got to do it like Westmore's name. But they have a website. They have a website here. And on the top left, it says tax and fee hikes proposed $6.9 billion. Again, this is truthful. This is not misinformation. I don't know why. I don't know why the Maryland Dems are saying it's misinformation. It's not. Total tax hikes so far, 338. Again, truthful, not misinformation. You could also put in your information, it looks like. They probably send out newsletters and I'm sure information on what Governor Westmore has been doing. There's a little bit of, there's a snippet here, a caption. It says, Governor Westmore inherited a record $5.5 billion surplus, the largest in state history. And in just 2 years, squandered it all away with his tax and spend cronies in the Maryland legislature. Now, facing a $3 billion deficit, he's proposing raising taxes and fees by $6.9 billion to make up for reckless spending. Again, this is not misinformation. This is all correct. Then if you go further down the website page, it says, consecutive tax hikes to date. Governor Martin O'Malley had 43. This is to put it in perspective. This is really, it's really great. All right. Governor Martin O'Malley had 43. Governor Westmore, 338. Just think about that. And we talk about O'Malley how much? We called O'Malley O'Malley, right? O-W-E, O'Malley. And he had 43 compared to 338 from Governor Wes Moore. And a lot of it, I say this, and I say this with love, Governor, if you're listening. A lot of this could be nipped in the bud if you kicked Kerwin Commission, Blueprint, whatever you want to call it, kick it off the table. Your climate change initiatives that's going to cost $1 billion, kick it off the table. You've got to make executive decisions. You have an opportunity to make executive decisions. You have an opportunity to tell a lot of these people, guess what? We can't do these things. You know, in regards to this, Senator Bill Ferguson, believe it or not, he responded to Baltimore City, who passed a resolution urging lawmakers to fully fund the Kerwin Commission. And Senator Bill Ferguson sat down with Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45, and he had this to say. Take a listen.
Education's our top priority. It's frankly why I ran in the first place, and we have a responsibility to make sure that we have excellent public schools for all children. We have to do that in the context of the resources that are available, and we have to do it in a way that recognizes the realities of public education post-COVID. I appreciate the efforts of a non-binding resolution from the Baltimore City Council that has no legal impact. And I would encourage the City Council to focus in on the things that they have control over, like the DPW worker who tragically lost his life, that they have full control over. And so I appreciate the sentiment, but I think there are places where, you know, we all are working together in partnership to protect core values at a very difficult time, and we all have to make sure that we're focusing in the places that matter most.
And if you heard there, Senator Bill Ferguson flexed a couple muscles. He flexed just a little bit there. He threw out the DPW worker that was killed on the job. And if you looked at the Inspector General, Isabel Cummings, she had a report not too long ago, another report showing that there are still terrible practices within DPW that still need to be handled. And he's saying City Council should probably focus on that, which is true. Which is true. And so their resolution to push this whole thing with Kerwin or Blueprint, whatever you want to call it, again, these are individuals that are being held to a certain standard because they're mostly in office thanks to the teachers' union. The teachers' union needs this to pass. We don't have the money. You would think out of everybody, any union ever to ever exist, a union that has teachers that knows basic math, you would think they would know. We can't pass this. You would think that the teachers' union would have said, you know what? You don't have the money to pass something like this. Let's not even pass Kerwin or Blueprint to begin with since we have no funding mechanism. That just shows you, and I'm not blaming the teachers on this. I'm not. But the union itself, they don't care. They don't care. They've shown time and time again the test scores from the kids. They don't care. Like, you're so upset about the funding, you're not upset that we have, how many kids are not proficient in math and reading in Baltimore City? They're not upset about that. They're upset about the checkbook. Anyway, Senator Bill Ferguson, I applaud you for making that comment. And Governor Wes Moore, if you want this No More campaign to stop taxing us and putting fees on absolutely everything, and then it'll probably stop. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about House Bill 1457 and also Carroll County. It might cost you more to dump your trash. All that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Europeans promised retaliatory tariffs on American goods. Now that President Trump's 25% levies on steel and other metals from Europe have taken effect. Mr. Trump reversing his decision to hike tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada after Ontario abandoned planned surcharges on electricity it sells to the U.S. We are one step closer to a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war. A U.S. brokered one-month truce has been agreed to by Ukraine. Now, to Russia, President Trump says he hopes the fighting will stop soon. Mr. Trump says the U.S. will immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine, as well as intelligence sharing with Kiev. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 180 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 281. The S&P better by 53 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you looking for a way to boost energy, support your heart, and age with grace? Well, it's time to check out Oracine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Oracine provides essentials our bodies need to naturally combat fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar, caffeine, and unhealthy ingredients common in superficial energy sources. Plus, Rescue Orsine supports healthy blood pressure and cardio function too. Now, for a limited time, our radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free on Rescue Orsine. Just use the code FUEL when ordering to get this exclusive deal. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, that's 1-800-262-5483, and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code FUEL online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, to buy one Orsine, get another free. Go to res-q.com now. Stay fueled and fit with Rescue Orsine.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
DeAndre Hopkins' skills have diminished over the years, but the Ravens felt good enough about him yesterday, signing a 12-year veteran to a team-friendly, one-year, $5 million deal, bringing once one of the game's greatest receivers into the fold, and pairing him with Lamar Jackson, who, according to Eric DaCosta, has an outsized influence on who comes to Baltimore.
He's a stakeholder. He's a partner. He's earned that right to have that type of input and opinion. And
the Ravens also signing fullback Patrick Ricard to a one-year, $3 million deal. Orioles in Tampa yesterday taking on the Yankees in spring training baseball and jumping on the New Yorkers right from the get-go.
Mountcastle out to right, and that ball just keeps flying. That is an opposite field three-run home run for Ryan Mountcastle. And just like that, Baltimore puts up a 3-0 lead on Clark Schmidt.
Call on the YES Network, Ryan Mountcastle with his first spring home run, and the O's get four solid frames from Albert Suarez and beat the Yanks 6-2 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Alexi Protas comes up big in Anaheim. And that is Stein on Sports.
Today is that perfect combination of sunshine, no rain, and mild temperatures. Take advantage of it, too, because we do have more clouds on the way and some rain over the weekend. Today, we've got plenty of sunshine. The temperature's mild, 62, near 40 overnight. Tomorrow, lots of clouds and cooler, 56. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, 58 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Jolene, happy Wednesday. Jolene, had a great conversation thus far. Of course, we started the show talking about the continuing resolution. It did pass the House yesterday. Many of us thought, yes, it was going to pass. None of us are really happy about it. But Rome wasn't built in a day. So here we are. Question of the day is still up at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. The question is, are you satisfied with the continuing resolution? As of right now, 77% of you say no. 23% of you say yes, you're satisfied with it. And there's really no wrong answer here, to be honest with you. As I told you before, I'm not satisfied with it. I know we had to do what we had to do, but I'm not satisfied with it. I really am not. Interesting enough, there's a lot that's going on in the state of Maryland that is beyond the taxes and the fees, right? There's certain things where you're like, okay, if they can do it, they'll do it, right? We were talking about, I guess, 2 weeks ago, Governor Westmore wants to tax food service deliveries. Now, many of us already tip on top of food service deliveries, and many of us already pay a tax to those food delivery services. The companies that host them, right? Whether it's Grubhub, things like that. Well, Governor Westmore, he wants to get another piece of that pie because, of course, the spending in the state is out of control. So wherever they could put a tax, that's what they're doing. I guess I never imagined that they were going to have this huge campaign to push people into electric vehicles because it's supposed to be saving the planet, right? Saving the environment. And then, on top of that, add a tax. I never imagined that this would happen. Never. But House Bill 1457, well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. Okay? It's interesting because I do want you to weigh in on this because I want to know if this seems fair to you. Because you don't even have to be an EV owner at this point. Because I don't own an EV, okay? I own a Buick. And I love my Buick, okay? I really do. But at the same time, when I think about my friends or those that decided to buy an electric vehicle, many of them told me that they were purchasing it not just to help the environment, but to also save money. They thought, okay, we're going to save money on gas. Now, when all of this was coming down the pipeline, many people with common sense then said, all right, well, if you're pushing all these people on electric vehicles, yet the state relies so heavily on the gas tax, what are you going to do? Yesterday on the show, I mentioned that I'm surprised the gas tax hasn't doubled or tripled, right? Do you remember that? Because it is. It's a bit surprising. It's a bit surprising. I'm surprised it hasn't. Well, then as I leave the show yesterday, I leave and I, you know, looking at what the next stories would be that we would talk about today. And that's when I came across House Bill 1457. I thought, wait a minute. So there it is. Because the state has to recoup that money somehow, some way. So to all of those that purchase an electric vehicle hoping to save some money on gas, well, guess what? You might still have to pay a tax. Take a listen.
In session 2025 coverage, a growing list of taxes and fees are on the table this legislative session amid a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall.
And right now, lawmakers are considering a new bill that could introduce a highway use fee for drivers in order to address the declining fuel tax revenue. Fox 45's Ashley Kuzikonke joins us live right now from Woodlawn with a closer look at the bill and the impact it could have on your wallet. Ashley?
Kai and Mary, this bill, it would require certain fuel-efficient vehicles, fuel alternative vehicles, and plug-in electric vehicles to pay an annual highway use fee for each vehicle registered in the state of Maryland.
If you drive a car reaching a fuel economy of 25 miles per gallon or more, you could soon be taxed for using the highway.
We have some of the highest gas taxes already in the country. And so this is something that will just add to that burden. In Maryland, they just seem to always want to punish the driver.
Maryland Senator Justin Reedy strongly voicing against a bill introduced in the House for privacy concerns and more taxes on drivers. One of the bill sponsors, Delegate Jared Solomon, says the average Marylander drives around 12,000 miles a year and has a fuel efficiency of 25 miles per gallon. The bill would require some fuel-efficient cars and electric vehicles to pay an annual fee ranging from $5.83 to $182 based off of an average of 11,245 miles driven. Drivers who fall under the category would have the choice of paying the annual fee or pay for the miles they drive by participating in a mileage-based user fee program. The bill would replace the newly passed EV registration fee of $125. If passed, the bill would also place the highway use fee in addition to the fuel tax on fuel economy drivers of 25 miles per gallon or more.
This is about equity, so if you are poor and you can't afford a new car, you are not going to get hit with this because we know that you are paying more on gas tax than somebody that was able to go out and buy a brand new car. Even if it's not an EV, if they're able to buy a brand new car, they are paying significantly less gas tax, and the gas tax burden is falling disproportionately on low-income folks who are driving older vehicles.
Some saying they agree with the idea.
I think I pay too much taxes in total, in general.
I mean, they made the decision to get an electric car, so they knew the benefits of having that, so that's probably one thing that they put into consideration.
Including some electric vehicle drivers.
I can understand the logic. Maintenance of the highways and roads, which is an issue in our city, is done through a gas tax, and so if there's going to be a reduction in gas tax income because more people are going electric, then there has to be some way to recuperate that.
To be part of paying for good roads and good, easy transport and, you know, more environmentally sound building and things like that, you know, I feel like it's an important part of being an American citizen.
We're Where do they find these people? Oh, man. If I ever came across Fox 45, what do you say, Kim? Oh, I would let them have it. Oh, my goodness. So there you have it. House Bill 1457 will require certain alternative fuel-efficient vehicles and plug-in electric vehicles to pay an annual highway use fee ranging from $5.83 to, this is a huge rate, $182. Based on an average of 11,245 miles driven, or pay for the miles they drive by participating in a mileage-based user fee program. And as you heard there, Maryland delegate, which is a Democrat, Jared Sullivan, he said this is about equity. So if you are poor and you can't afford a new car, you're not going to get hit with this because we know that you're paying more on gas tax. Look, I'm not poor, but I can't afford a new car. Am I the only one in this boat? Oh, we got to weigh in on this one. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I love that they did go to Senator Justin Reedy to get his response. Because if you recall, Senator Justin Reedy, a year ago or more, pointed out that this was going to have to happen. They're going to have to charge to use the highway because they're not going to get the gas taxes. Why don't, whenever a Democrat has an idea like this, right, the pie in the sky, whenever you have an idea like this, could you do me a huge favor? Could you just stop by Senator Justin Reedy's office there in the State House and just ask him, does it make sense financially? Could you just ask him? He's a really nice guy. He's going to answer you, okay? He's a nice guy. He's never going to close the door. He's not going to turn you away. He will crunch the numbers right there in your face. And I want you to ask him, because at this point, he has called all of this out. Right? Whether it was the COVID money, whether it was a surplus not being there, whether it was this gas tax they now have to recoup. He's called all of these things out over a year in advance. Please stop by his office before you come up with any more policies that affect we the people. We're over it. We're over it. So House Bill 1457, again, this is about equity, he says. This is about equity. All right, I got a lot of people want to weigh in on this. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. A lot of people got EVs because they thought, hey, we're going to save some money. In the text line, Susan, you asked, does this include hybrids? Yes, it does. I went to the Maryland General Assembly website, and it is for all cars. It doesn't matter, you know, if you plug them in at all, then you are included with this fee. Okay, so that does include hybrids. I got Bob in Kingsville. Bob, you wanted to weigh in on the EV tax.
Yeah, hey, Kim. Yeah, and first, real quick, I'm so disappointed you weren't elected. And I love your show.
Thanks.
With these EV tax, you know, I just heard the people that were supposedly could support it because it gets taxes for the highways, maintain the highways. But what they're all forgetting is these people that have the plug-in cars, they're using more electricity and they're paying taxes on the additional electricity they use. So shouldn't they be getting a credit for that? Seems like it's just one-sided.
Yeah, you would think so. But that's, you know what? It's funny that you say it's one-sided. Because, Bob, this is, according to the delegate, this is about equity. This is making it equitable.
Yeah. They got a different definition of equity, that's for sure.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you, Bob, so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you. I mean, this is, it's look, I don't mean to laugh because it isn't really laughable, right? This is not good news. And I don't have an electric vehicle, right? I've got no dog in this particular fight. But I do feel bad for those that purchased an electric vehicle at a time where they were probably thinking, you know what? I might not have money for this right now. But obviously, this is the push. This is where everybody's going. I'm going to do my part when it comes to the environment. And hopefully, I'll save some money on gas. I don't know about you guys, but that's what my friends have told me when they purchased an EV. And no, you know what? The craziest part about that whole entire clip there, right? Again, that was Fox 45 doing the hard work. But the crazy thing to me is not just the part where he said, this is about equity. It was the part where he was like, if you haven't purchased a new car, then we know you're poor. Did you? What? I'm poor. Somebody, please. I'm living in poverty. Somebody call my ex-husband because I didn't know. And now I want something else. I do. I got Paul in Westminster. Paul, Paul, what do you think about these new taxes on EVs?
No new taxes. We already paid plenty. Stop wasting our money on stuff and use it for what's needed. A new program isn't needed. New electric vehicles, okay, but no new taxes. Do all the programs you want to do, but lower my taxes, please. Oh, my gosh. It's just an incentive to move out of Maryland.
Yeah.
All my retirees moved to Delaware, and they keep saying, well, I can't believe you're still there.
I know. And Paul, real quick, you're in Westminster, because the next story we talk about is what the commission there decided to possibly add more fees to use the dump. I don't know if you heard that one yet either, but that's possibly going to pass as well right there in Westminster.
Westminster, they kind of run a lead machine up here. And by the way, Justin Reedy is great.
Yeah.
He's just wonderful.
He is. Well, Paul, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Well, yeah, that is the next story we're going to talk about. If you're in Carroll County, you're most likely are going to pay more to dump your large items, whether it's like the mattresses. You know how it is where you have things that you dump. I've got Tom in Parkville. Tom, we're talking about the EV tax.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks.
Good.
Actually, I do want to mention that. I thought of something, and I wasn't going to call on this originally, but there's a Senate bill, and Senator Sailing put it in, where you have to register. Now, it's still in committee, so I don't know what its result is at that. But he wants to have this thing so you have to get a license or a permit or insurance for an electric bike. My curiosity,
what?
I wonder if HB 1457 passes, are those e-bikes going to be subject to the same fees? Probably.
You know what? I don't know. Does that include the scooters? With this bike situation?
When they say e-bikes, and I do have a little knowledge of it, because I was actually thinking of getting it just to kind of buzz around town. Anything that you pedal and it has a throttle, okay? Yeah, scooters and whatnot, I think, already have to have a license. But the e-bikes are the ones that technically are considered bicycles because you pedal, the wheels. Until you hit the throttle, then you can kind of go on off. And they only go like 24 miles an hour tops. So why you would want to have that done, I don't know.
Yeah.
But can I bring up another bill that's having a hearing today? And it's that services bill, that service tax bill.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, here a couple of points with this. Now I have already emailed all of the members of the committees, both on the Senate and House side. It's the same bill, just cross filed. It's that service fee, HB 1554 and Senate Bill 1045, and it's going to provide like a 2.5% service fee for all different types of things like photography and design and all that, which will affect me directly. Here's the kicker. So, first of all, when typically, unless they change the rules, if you have a single sponsor, they don't have public hearings. You got to write it in, call it in, whatever you got to do. So I couldn't do it that way. So I emailed them all, told them my concerns. But a couple of these things, I got a response, an automated response from some of them, which is typical because they're busy, that they can respond in 2 to 3 days. Well, the thing is, at 1 o'clock today. So, The second part is, when you go to the MGA for this bill, and I'm sure there are others, I was focused on this one, it said that the page was updated around 4 o'clock yesterday. So who would know? I really do believe some of these darn things are done by design. They schedule these hearings, so to speak, a day in advance so nobody has time to do it. So they can throw this thing through, and I'm going to tell you, with this bill, I know a lot of people in the creative community, their only option is either shut down or get out of the state, because we've already been hit with the digital sales tax.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of delivery fee is going to affect us, and if it's anything from Amazon or just food. I think he mentioned just food delivery, but I thought it was Amazon too.
I think he said Amazon and food deliveries.
Right.
We're looking at about a 75-cent charge on that.
Right. And I get office deliveries and stuff and home deliveries, of course,
right,
from that. Not to mention, they already increase in the assessment rates, which some of us are home businesses. So that's an extra 23% on the assessment, which increases the property tax. I don't know where these guys think they're going to get it.
Yeah. I know everybody's going to flee the state. Tom, thank you so much for calling
sure.
in. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Kim.
And
thank
it's
you.
Sad that, bye. Yeah, that bill comes up today. That's what it's going to come down to. People are just going to leave. Why would you stay here at this point? I got Steve in Crofton. Steve, you wanted to weigh in on the EV tax?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Kim. I feel like maybe even unintentionally, you did a phenomenal job with the segue from your last segment about the leadership of our current leadership in this state to this story about, I mean, you can just label it as just another tax. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't have an EV. But then, of course, since I don't have an EV, I look down at my gas mileage as I'm driving. Yeah, my car's getting 35 miles to the gallon. I'm thinking I'm doing great, right?
Yeah.
No, they're going to penalize me for buying a car that is fuel efficient, which is what they've always said. Oh, we've got to have cars that are fuel efficient.
Right.
But the segue from your last segment was it all comes down to the leadership in this state. Okay? You've got a candidate out there that you brought up yourself, Jeff Wolford.
Yep.
This, I don't know whether anybody's done their research on this man. This is the type of leadership that we need. We need some fresh faces. And I'm telling you, they're not going to have a D behind their name. And if we lose all of our voters because of dumb new taxes, we'll never get somebody like that man into the governor's mansion. We won't. And we need him.
We do. We do. Great points there, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of the week. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore. It's going to take years, if not decades, for this whole area to recover. And we're throwing money away to a lot of countries that hate America.
If you like us and want to share our values, that's great. If we have some left over after taking care of American citizens who are really struggling, then we'll take a look in your direction.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, if you drive an EV and you thought that you were going to get a break because you're purchasing less gas, well, guess what? There are some delegates in Annapolis that believe that you shouldn't get a break. You know, it's all about equity. You should have to pay also. You're going to pay to use the highway, according to House Bill 1457. I got Tim in Baltimore. Tim, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these people, if I'm wrong, got tax breaks when they bought these EVs. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. So basically, yeah, tax them. Tax them to double them. Tax them. They need the money to roads. But here's the thing. Nobody's done a forensic audit of the income generated by the gas tax and what the outlays were. The next thing is, these bike lanes, why aren't these bicycles being taxed? What's the deal with that?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if we're going to tax, man, let's just do it all.
I know. It's crazy, Tim. And you're right. You know what? I didn't even think about this. They put in more bike lanes. Who knew that
I didn't vote for them.
They were, yeah, I know, right? And they're now trying to tax those that just use their bikes. It's crazy. Tim, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. It's sad, too. Like you talk about it, and it sounds like, you know, satire, right? It sounds like you're at, you know, Comedy Central, you're doing stand-up. But that, no, we're not kidding. We're not kidding. I got Chuck in Bel Air. Chuck, you wanted to weigh in on the EV tax?
Yeah, first, Kathy Shalega for governor. That's number one.
Nice.
Number two, they should tax all electric cars. The batteries are a lot heavier. If you look at the weight of any electric car, they're about twice the weight of a regular car. So they should be a use tax for them. Any car getting 25 miles or more, no way. We're already paying gas tax, and most cars today are getting 25 miles, so it's double taxation.
Yep.
So they should leave that out, and I think most people would be for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they did ask some of the community there, because of the clip that we played, and a lot of people believe that it was fair. But I think that if you do what you just suggested, Chuck, I think it makes it much more easier to swallow. But, of course, they're not going to do that, right? This is get as much money as they possibly can because of the deficit that we're facing.
And they're playing the money, you know, the poor people game, you know, just like the race card. Oh, it's an equity thing. That's crap. Most of the cars built in the last 20 years are getting, you know, most of your economy cars are getting over 25 miles a gallon. So it's just another way to duplicate taxes. And they're not, you know, what was it, the other governor from Ballmer City, O'Malley, he stole money from the gas taxes for general fund. So the money's not even going into roads. So, you know, they need to do that accounting on that. We need Doge in here.
Yeah, that's what everybody has been saying. Chuck, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
One last thing. Yep. I'm for tax more. I've been pushing tax more instead of no more.
Yeah.
So we need to get both of us together and keep it strong. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, I think Tim. It's working. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're talking about the No More campaign. It's definitely working. If you want to weigh in on the EV tax, guess what? You can still do so. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Got some text messages to read when we get back. And then also, I do want to tell you about what's happening in Carroll County. Brought to you by the Carroll County Times. They're going to tax some of the trash that you dump? Really? And then Southwest Airlines, they're adding more fees themselves. Taxes and fees everywhere. Oh, my.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol.